Thanks for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com, where you can click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. While you're there, please check out the articles and podcasts, which are updated daily, and give those a share on social media. We appreciate that a great deal. Thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark. We've got an exciting week of shows lined up. If you tuned in last night, you heard on David McGrath talking about the withdrawal in Afghanistan. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Heather Robinson on to talk about her recent article in the New York Post about the withdrawal in Afghanistan as well. So we'll be covering a lot of that this week. Tonight, Rob and I are just going to go through some news and get after it here. And the first thing I want to talk about is Mitch McConnell and President Donald Trump are having a little war of words against each other right now. Mitch McConnell, we talked about in our show last night, came out and said that the Republican candidates in the Senate are not that good. I'm paraphrasing him here, but he says, don't be surprised if the Republicans do not take back control of the Senate because we have weak candidates, is basically what he was saying. And President Trump wasted no time to get out and just blast Mitch McConnell and say, well, instead of insulting these candidates and using Democrat talking points against them, why aren't you out supporting these candidates or trying to lend them a hand in winning? I mean, you got that race in Georgia and the race in Pennsylvania, which are both pivotal. And it looks like the Republicans are starting to bleed out a little bit, and they could really use some help and some support in those two spots. And here you have Mitch McConnell just saying, oh, there's nothing to see here. We'll probably lose the Senate. It's just a total loser mentality for Mitch McConnell. And this is why the GOP is having such hard problems making any inroads in the inner cities. That's why we see every single election that the Republican Party just gets slaughtered in these big cities. And it's because of this loser attitude that we'll never be able to make any inroads. And Mitch McConnell is a big reason for that. And he needs to be replaced. I mean, how old is this guy? He can't be lasting much longer. But here he is, still in charge of the Senate for the Republicans, the minority leader. It's an absolute joke. And I really do hope that we do take this race in Georgia and Pennsylvania because it's pivotal. These guys that are running against are radicals. We already know Warnock in Pennsylvania, or I mean in Georgia, rather, is a total radical. And this guy in Pennsylvania is just as bad. We'll ask Heather Robinson about that tomorrow night since she's from Pennsylvania. But Rob, what are your thoughts on Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump's little choice of words against each other?
Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And if you recall, the show that we did last night was titled, It's Time for Real Republicans to Stand Up. And I guess we're going to continue along those lines with tonight's show.
Why not?
Hey, absolutely, because as you said, it's a war of words, Donald Trump versus Mitch McConnell. And this isn't necessarily about Donald Trump as it is Mitch McConnell. And slightly, it's not about Mitch McConnell, it's about Joe Biden's failures. We can't forget about his failures. Now, there's always this acrimony that you have inside of the party. You're going to have that building up to an election. But we don't want to forget about Joe Biden's failures. And we're going to talk about those failures this week because there are a lot of failures and there are no successes. But they would have us to talk about or make this about Donald Trump as they did during the 2020 election while Joe Biden was hiding in the basement. They made it about Donald Trump and they cheated, they lied, they hijacked the election with Zuckerberg going in and buying all of these polling booths so that he could sway voters. You had George Soros who was in on it. You had big tech, Twitter, mentioned Facebook. You had the New York Post and New York Times, and they're still at it. Do not think for a second that they're not going to be at it in November. And you say, well, at what? At lying and cheating. That's what they do best. And if they don't win, they will say, oh, there was malfeasance, and the media will play along with it. Now, I dare anyone on the right to say that because they will censor you. They will kick you off the social media platform, or they will come in and arrest you. But we all know that they are prone to cheat on the left. Look at Stacey Abrams. She is yet to concede. No, think about this. She's running for an office that she claims that she has and that she's yet to concede, the governorship of Georgia. Go figure it out. But they won't call her out. You have Kamala Harris coming out all the time saying, well, she would be the governor. She would be in office if it wasn't for racism. Because they know if they mention racism to Black people, they don't see anything else. Never mind the fact that you are cheating and you're lying to them. They don't see anything else but racism. Never mind the party that they support are the biggest racist. You want to talk about institutional racism. You want to talk about systemic racism. Look no further than the Democratic Party that controls everything. Why is it now that we only see Black people in movies? Why is it now that we only see a lot of Black people in advertisement? Because before then, that we were told that no one wants to see them. Who controls all of this? Democrats, not Republicans, because Republicans gave up on it. They didn't see a need. They were too busy trying to count their dollars. They were too busy trying to look at other things. Well, it's time to wake up, because this is a battle, a war for the country. And the candidates that are there, that are out there running, if Mitch McConnell feels that they're not good, then what are you doing, Mitch McConnell, besides talking about them? You got to put some skin in the game, brother. It's time for you to get out there. Now, hopefully he will lose his position. He needs to retire. How long has he been there? We're sitting back watching the Democrats say that their people should retire. Of course, they're not retiring because, look, you got Joe Biden at the top after being told nonstop before he decided to run that we don't need another white man. I thought, well, they don't need another white man at the helm of the party. But yet and still, there he is with all of his deficits, cognitive issues, reigning supreme at the top of the party, backing him as a token. Kamala Harris, who couldn't even get on the, I mean, didn't even register when it was time to vote. When I said register, meaning people didn't vote for her. She wasn't even clocking in with support. So before the first election, she bowed out gracefully, thanks to Tulsi Gabbard, of course, who happens to be a Democrat. But I think she's one of those, as they might say, Andrew, one of those JFK Democrats who's rational. But she too is saying the party has left her. So if she's saying that about her party, what do we think about our party, the GOP, with Mitch McConnell and his doomsday? As we said last night, it's time for real Republicans to stand up, because he certainly isn't a real Republican. See, they like to have that name. They like to carry that banner and be stoic. They're like, well, you know, this is what we stand for. What do you stand for? You should be out there every day talking about the failures of Joe Biden, the failures of this administration, with this Build Back Better plan, and now the Inflation Reduction Act. I can barely get it out my mouth.
Yeah, if Mitch McConnell was being honest, while we celebrated Joe Kent's victory and Liz Cheney being defeated and all these other great wins that Trump-endorsed candidates had, Mitch McConnell was disappointed and upset about it, because it just shows the control that President Trump still has over the Republican Party. And Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Dan Crenshaw, the establishment rhinos just absolutely hate that. And they can't stand that President Trump has so much influence over the party. And they see that their days are behind them.
Their days are behind them. And those who are still there, their days are numbered. You're right. They, while secretly, they were saying nothing about Liz Cheney, but I'm sure a lot of them probably called her and said, Liz, this is really unfortunate. Any other time, you would still be there. I mean, and as we said before in one of our other shows last week, Liz Cheney voted with President Trump 93% of the time. So what happened? She allowed the Democrats to get to her. She allowed them to poison her mind. Just like Mitch McConnell. Wasn't Mitch McConnell one of the first to call Joe Biden and congratulate him on his victory? Or was it Lindsey Graham? It was one of them. But Lindsey Graham, who the Georgia Attorney General wants to testify regarding some, he was trying to overthrow the election. All of this is a bunch of nonsense, folks. It's just noise that they want to put out there. They're trying to damage the party. And see, if Mitch, if what's his name? Lindsey Graham was smart. When he let out that fiery speech about Brett Kavanaugh and how the Democrats were trying to demonize him, had he used that power to go after the Democrats at that time, we wouldn't be where we are now. But see, the problem is that Republicans, they like to roll over. They like to just give in. They don't know how to fight, as Trump has said. And again, this is not about Trump. This is about Joe Biden. And if folks were to get turn the tables and just put all the attention on Joe Biden and his failures. That's all you got to do. And constantly remind people that this Inflation Reduction Act is not, if you tell us that there was no inflation and you try to change the definition of inflation, and now you're going to say it's going to reduce inflation, that bill does nothing. It doesn't even touch inflation. What it tries to do is a foray into climate change. Climate change, after all these years, 40-something years, they finally got something on the books that they think is going to look good, but it's not. If anything, it's going to increase climate issues because it's not going to do anything. Well, we're going to give people a $6,000 rebate if they get an electric car. Okay, well, the price of the electric cars right now is at $60,000. But you got to add in the tax. Then you've got to figure out where are you going to charge this thing. So how many people are going to actually go in and get an electric car? Well, I'll tell you who. The bougie Democrats. Because they've got all the money. They've got money. See, they've turned their backs on the working class. They don't care if you don't have a car. They want you to walk. They want you to ride bicycles. They don't want you to travel because when you travel, you mess up their itinerary. You're on the plane breathing next to them, and they don't want that. They don't want you because you smell. You smell like Walmart shoppers. So they'll be able to get the electric cars. You won't be able to. So you'll still be, if they don't abscond your little dump truck that you got and take it away and say, you can't put this on the streets. We want to get rid of this because it's not green. It's not electric. So they're riding around in their little electric car, and there you are walking, riding your bicycle or your scooter. Think about it, folks. This is their Inflation Reduction Act, and people just, oh, yeah, this is great. This is beautiful. That Biden, he was on his, I think it was 100th vacation, 151 vacation. He came back from Delaware to sign the bill. And now I hear, Andrew, that what's his name? Kyrsten Sinema. And Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin is like attacking Kyrsten Sinema because he's like, I had to wait all this time to get this thing passed. I always said, be careful, Joe Manchin. Yeah, he talked a good talk, walked a good walk. I even said maybe he should change parties. But if he were to change parties and go to the Republicans, he wouldn't get all the attention.
Right. He'd but be another rhino like Murkowski and Susan Collins. We got enough of those already.
Another rhino. Yes, another rhino, but a rhino that I'm sure Mitch McConnell would probably enjoy. Mitch McConnell probably wants him to win his election because they're probably old buddies and they're talking and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, Mitch is going to poo-poo all over our candidates. Yeah, I've got my concerns about Osment. I got my concerns about Walker. Walker should be up in the polls in Georgia. He should be way up in the polls. But then you got this two-bit preacher, Warnock, who was caught on tape trying to run over his wife, who was trying to hide sexual abuse at a camp. And he's preaching, I hear, Andrew, at the Ebenezer Baptist Church, which was the former church of Martin Luther King. He's the senior pastor, I understand. What is he saying to the parishioners? Is he telling the parishioners that it's okay to have abortions? Is he telling the parishioners, oh, it's okay to change the gender of your child? Now, a child can't decide when he wants to go to bed at night, but he can decide or she can decide on the gender. And I hear people, the gender assigned at birth. I'm sorry, genders aren't assigned at birth. You're born with it. They don't assign it. That's nonsense. That's stupid. It's crazy. It's not even scientific. It's not even, as they like, they don't believe in creation, evolution. It has nothing. It's crazy. It goes against evolution. You can't assign your sex, your gender. These are the things Republicans should be focusing on. And if Mitch McConnell had the kuhanas, the balls, he would stand up and say, wait a minute, I want all these candidates that are running to put this question to their opponents. He would be having, what's her name, Rona McDaniel, to run an ad to say, what is a woman? Agenda isn't assigned at birth. He would be doing that if he really cared for the party, if he really wanted the party to win. But see, it's people like him that you got to think about it. He really doesn't care. So he doesn't care that if they lose this woke agenda, whereby men, they say men can have babies, kids can change their genders, will take hold, and we won't be able to stop it. 4 years of that, and then it's ingrained in society, in culture, and only in the United States, I guess in Europe, because they're idiots also. while the rest of the world, they're looking at taking over. Mitch McConnell, it's time for you to wake the heck up. It's time for you to stop with all this nonsense. It's time for you to get on the J-O-B. And if you can't handle it, just step aside. Do us all a favor and step aside. We need to win. We're on the front lines. We're the last line of defense to protect our children, to protect our country, to protect the sanctity of what we have here, to protect all glory, what we stand for. Are you willing to give that all up because of your hatred for Trump? Because you know that he's going to take the party to the next level? And I got to say, Andrew, I mean, if it's not Trump, let's say DeSantis would have run. He probably wouldn't like DeSantis. He wouldn't like anyone that's going to stand up against these radicals and call them out. And that's what we have to do now. We can't play nice with them. And it's not about playing nice anyway. It's about defeating them for once and for all, giving them a decisive defeat. And if we were able to do that, the same thing that happened to Liz Cheney, I mean, leave them in the dust, not even make the race close. Like I said, the race in Georgia and Pennsylvania, it shouldn't even be close. Fetterman? Are you serious? This guy Fetterman,
right,
the attorney general, the guy who's living off a trust fund? He's like in his 50s and he's still living off mom and dad? And he barely comes out? He just sends out these crazy tweets? But see, and the Twitter will allow those tweets to stand because he's on the left. But let someone on the right try it, and they won't do it. Again, I had called this when they were having all those hearings, when they were calling Facebook, and they were calling Twitter, and they were calling Google up on the hill and asking them, are you censoring? They said, no. All they had to do was produce the evidence and then charge them with lying to Congress. They want to charge everyone else, Andrew. I mean, think about it. They want to charge everyone else to say they were lying to Congress and throw them in jail. But when it comes to the left, we think this. Produce the evidence. You can come to after dark with Rob and Andrew. They kicked us off. They're censoring conservatives. Alex Bernstein, he said the same thing. And people, well, maybe. There's no maybe. They did it. What are you doing about it, Mitch McConnell? Our voices can't be heard. You guys have these ridiculous hearings, and you do absolutely nothing. As I've said before, do not underestimate the ability of the right to throw this election, to just blow it. And we see that right now because of their hatred for Trump. Like I said, it's not about Trump. It's about Biden and his failed policies. It's about saving the country, Andrew.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Stitcher, wherever you stream. Please like and subscribe. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
It's summertime. Ready for your vacation to the beach, the lake, or the mountains? But what about your accommodations? Ever wonder what germs were left behind by the previous guests? Kathy G. from Tulsa says the Genesis Fogger gives her peace of mind and confidence when traveling. With Genesis, she knows that the air and surfaces in her vacation rental are free of bacteria and viruses left behind by the previous occupants. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Hello, I'm Ben Marble, MD, and I founded MyFreeDoctor.com as a donation-supported, faith-based nonprofit with a mission to save lives by delivering free doctor visits to patients in all 50 states of America. MyFreeDoctor.com treats a broad range of health concerns like COVID-19, long COVID, sinus infections, urinary tract infections, rashes, medication refills, and more. So please visit MyFreeDoctor.com, where we're healing America one person at a time.
People often ask me, Malcolm, how do we fight the corruption? Robert Frost has said it best, freedom lies in being bold. Well, for six incredible years, bold is America Out Loud. Welcome to the new era in communications. America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years, but our diet and the way we eat has, creating an environment in your mouth for bacteria to wreak havoc on your teeth and gums. For better oral health, get Spry Dental Defense, an oral care line designed to combat acid-creating bacteria. The toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and gum all contain xylitol, a natural ingredient shown to dramatically improve oral health. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural retailers.
We're back here on After Dark with Robin Andrew, and we gave Mitch McConnell quite the beating in the first half of the show, but let's just continue it on to another rhino that, you know, I thought had a lot of potential at one time, and we talked about this a little bit last night with David McGrath, but Dan Crenshaw has been a real disappointment to me and a lot of other Republicans. I mean, this guy comes out and repeats the Democrats' talking points, basically tries to argue with Marjorie Taylor Greene all the time, just basically an establishment rhino politician. And he came out on Twitter and got into an argument with Marjorie Taylor Greene about disbanding the FBI. He said, "We're Republicans. We support law enforcement. We do not endorse dismantling the FBI." That's a Democrat talking point, is basically what he accused her of. And I think that's absolutely ridiculous that this guy is going after Marjorie Taylor Greene at a time like this, when the Democrats just pulled off the most partisan raid in political history. They went to President Trump's mansion and raided him. And all this guy wants to do is bash a fellow Republican that is sticking up for President Trump. Crenshaw's absolutely pathetic. Rob, what are your thoughts on Rep. Dan Crenshaw?
Andrew, I'm just now, I knew that he had been, you know, talking a lot of noise. I didn't know he was having a fight with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And as you were speaking, I was looking at it online. I'm also looking at the fact that, let's see here, as a petroleum engineer was born. Okay, so he was born abroad. He was born in the UK, Aberdeen, United Kingdom. Okay, but he was reared here in the United States. So his dad is a petroleum engineer. His mom died of cancer when he was 10. Uh-huh. Okay, well, you know what I'm going to say? What he is doing, and as you said, I just don't want to put that back out there. We thought he had potential. But I remember some time ago, earlier on, during one of our broadcasts, you had said something about him. You were questioning something that he had done. You're like, "I don't know." And now I'm beginning to see why, because you had the foresight to know that this guy is not what he's cut out to be. Now, he served in the military, and we thank him. He was a United States Navy SEAL officer serving as a United States Representative for Texas, the 2nd Congressional District. And he, from what we could see initially, was supported Trump. But then things started to change, just like Liz Cheney. Something sinister stepped in. But I think right now, Andrew, I think what our little boy is doing, Crenshaw, he's trying to make himself suitable, get a load of this, for someone to pick him, get ready for this, as a VP. That's what old boy is trying to do, I think. He's going to get into a fight with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and he's going to say this crazy GOP rhetoric about the FBI. Okay, well, let's just look at the FBI. Now, I don't even want to go back as far as the J. Edgar Hoover days, but we can, because we know that when the FBI was created under Woodrow Wilson, they were going and spying on people that they thought were communist. Fast forward during the JFK days, and we know the FBI was just a free-for-all spying, investigating on everyone, a secret society. It was never cleaned up, Andrew. Fast forward, the FBI, during the Trump years. I don't even say during the Trump years. I mentioned already about Bob Mueller, and how he completely blew up the whole Boston Marathon investigation. The Georgia Atlanta Olympics investigation and the terrorist acts that have taken place on our soil. Oh, think no one else but Bob Mueller, who was over the FBI. And then the recent shootings. Hey, look no further than Christopher Wray. But these guys seem to be able to somewhat pinpoint things that they want to say Trump did. Russia collusion. A colossal disaster. Now, I know that we have some court that's out there now saying that they need to release Bill Barr's memo so that everyone can see it. We need to release it, put it out there. The closer Trump gets to becoming running for the presidency, the more they want more garbage they want to throw at him to try to stop him, to muddy the waters, for you to think that he's done something nefarious, when in actuality, he's done nothing compared to what Joe Biden is doing and has done.
Yeah, you're right. And I feel like Dan Crenshaw, that's a dishonest talking point to say that, these Trump supporters are just trying to defund the FBI like Democrats are trying to defund the police. We're not here saying that the FBI doesn't have any important task or that their job's not important. What we're saying is that it's not working anymore. They're no longer working for the people who fund them, which is all the taxpayers here in America. And we'd like to see it, at least I would, speaking for myself, I'd like to see it dismantled and start over with something else. Not to say that we just need to get rid of these special agents and officers and things like that. We just need to break the whole thing down and start over new, because the current iteration of the FBI is not working. And as Rob said, it's been corrupt since the James Edgar Hoover days. And it just needs to be dismantled at this point, because it's lost all credibility with the American people.
It has lost all credibility. And I'm just looking up something really quick. The FBI, now you said that we're not saying that it should go away. Well, I'm saying it. It was founded in 1908. The founder, Charles Joseph Bonaparte. Well, I'm going to say it. I agree.
But my point is that it should go away as the FBI, but they should come back as something new for some of the some of the tasks that they do have, because they do some important jobs. But with the current leadership, it's a disaster.
They should reinvent themselves, huh? They could call themselves something else. You know,
exactly. Democrats,
they love doing that. You're actually this, but we're going to call you something else. It needs to go away. It needs to be dismantled from the head to the bottom. I'm sorry. I mean, people lose their jobs. I don't want people to lose their jobs. But when you have an institution and you have people in that institution that are ingrained, that are thinking politically, that's the key. They're thinking politically. And they're not thinking in terms of actually protecting us. They're thinking politically. It needs to be disbanded, just like CNN. CNN, they're over there cleaning house and they got rid of Brian Stetler. We'll talk about that in the third half, but they got rid of him. But the FBI needs to be rebranded, dismantled. They've got a clean house. Because anytime you have a situation whereby every investigation that you're doing, you can focus in on a former president, because you know that people don't like him. They don't want him to run again. And you're using all of your money to focus in on that. Why is it that you can't address any other issues, but when it comes to him, you are ready to talk about it. You're ready to let things leak. They need to rebrand and dismantle the Department of Justice. But going back to Dan Crenshaw, I thought he had a promising career. But for him to go after Marjorie Taylor Greene and say, she's this and she's that, it makes absolutely no sense. Because she's speaking truth to power. He's afraid to speak out. He's afraid that if he speaks out, he's going to lose that little position that he wants. People aren't going to look at him and say, maybe he could be a vice president.
And you notice the same crowd that are pushing back against those of us who are upset about this raid on Mar-a-Lago is the same crowd that was saying, there was no election fraud in 2020. There's nothing to see here. That's exactly where Dan Crenshaw was. And obviously, Major Taylor Greene was on the opposite side of that. And that's why some of these establishment Republicans can't stand her.
You're so right. They are the same group of people. That same little circle that said, there was nothing to 2020. There was nothing that happened that shouldn't have happened. And again, I point to you, and I will say it again. Judges cannot make election laws. It has to be done at the legislative branch. The legislative branch. And in Pennsylvania, when they sent those, when I think it was the attorney general in Texas filed a petition in Pennsylvania, and they dismissed it. They said, because you have no jurisdiction, this does not affect you. They weren't saying that what he was filing had no merit, but the person who was filing it had no merit because it should have been the Pennsylvania GOP. Ronna McDaniel, what were you doing? Why didn't you go to them and tell them to file a petition? The same thing with Wisconsin and in Arizona. See, we're telling them their jobs. And if they're not ready for the election in November, the same thing will happen again. That is a reason why it has to be a blowout. So my advice to Dan Crenshaw is to put a lid on it, buddy. Shut up. You won't be VP. If anyone picks him as your VP, I'm sorry, I can't vote for you. Don't do it. Because if he can't stand up and if he can't say, no, we're looking at the history, there is a pattern here. There is a pattern of malfeasance within this department. And if you want to be more specific, all you have to do is just say the same person over this raid was responsible for the FBI agents bringing charges against those individuals that we said were trying to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. It's the same person. They moved him from there and they moved him over here. That's all you have to do. And I wouldn't all be surprised if he was the same person over the whole Russia collusion. Why is it that they're using this one man, Andrew? Why can't they use someone else?
Yeah, that entire kidnapping plot was just entrapment, plain and simple, by the FBI. There was nothing there, and they just made up this kidnapping heist and got these poor people to agree to listening to them, really, because they really didn't even do anything against the law. And here you have the FBI charging them for kidnapping when they're the ones who came up with the entire scheme.
And this is what I find interesting. They came up with the entire scheme. Now, they say that Trump supporters are dumb, they're stupid, and they're backwards and all this. What if that's the case? How would they come up with a scheme to kidnap a governor? You see, they say that these people are dumb and they're ignorant. They're not smart. But yet and still, oh, there was an insurrection. They tried to take over our government. No, they did not. Come on. I mean, whenever I hear that, whenever I hear anyone says that, oh, and what happened? It was just bad. It was that. I'm sorry, folks. I mean, that was just democracy working. Because we are always telling other countries, if the people don't like the government, they should stand up. Do they not say that, Andrew? Am I lying about it?
Amen. I agree.
Right. They always tell other, look at Iran. They say, if they don't like it, they should stand up against the Ayatollahs. They said the same thing in North Korea. They should stand up. Yes, people will be slaughtered. Yes, people will die, but they say they should stand up. Now, what we have had happen on Jan 6, it wasn't even enough people to stand up. Oh, they were trying to overthrow the government. Oh, they were trying to change our election. No, they weren't. They wanted to be heard. They were frustrated.
Yes, because we had a news media that was completely dismissing everything before any evidence had even came out. I mean, as soon as Joe Biden took the lead, we had a news media that was acting like Joe Biden had won this election fair and square. He got a record number of votes. If you question it, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist. And we've seen this come out pretty much immediately after the election. And they've tried to paint everybody that believes that there was interference in the election as some kind of cuckoo Trump conspiracy theorist. And that's just the way that they paint and portray things. And we've got Republicans like Dan Crenshaw who just go along with it. And here's something else interesting to talk about when you were saying that Crenshaw wants to be vice president, because someone that I could see selecting him would be Mike Pence. But I don't think Mike Pence will make it that far.
He probably would.
Yeah, because Mike Pence came out and said the same thing, that we should not defund the FBI. The FBI is still this great institution, he was saying. Mike Pence has been very careful on what he has said so far. Obviously, he does not want to lose Trump's base, the few that do still support him. But if he decides to run for political office in 2024 and President Trump runs and these guys have to debate each other, do you think the gloves will come off and President Trump will just chew him up?
He has no other course. He has to. Again, what I would hang my hat on is just say, Mike, what did you mean when you said the day before they were to certify the elections, that we all have concerns about what happened during the election. We want our voices heard, and our voices will be heard. Now, he was speaking about the certification and when he was going down to certify the votes. Now, some could say, and I just thought about this, some could say maybe he was saying that there was going to be protest on the Capitol the next day. Maybe he was sounding the alarms. Maybe he was galvanizing the forces. Maybe he was saying our voices will be heard. You see, there are so many ways to look at this. And if we had GOP members who were looking out for the voters and not trying to attack them and trying to attack each other, like Dan Crenshaw. But you know, Andrew, you're onto something there. I can see Pence picking Crenshaw as his VP to try to get the votes from the armed forces, the military guys, that is. Oh, God, I hope he doesn't. I hope he's not suffering from delusions of grandeur like, what's her name, Liz Cheney. Or maybe Liz will pick him. Maybe he and Liz got something working out. But I do believe he's angling for that. And it's so interesting how all these people who have been on the Hill for quite some time are so docile and complacent when it comes time to fighting. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, Alon Brobart, Brobert, they are on fire. They're not letting grass grow up under their feet. I mean, they are out there and I admire them. I agree with all their tactics, but they're being heard. Marjorie Taylor Greene said from day one, we should impeach Biden. People, oh, it's too early. No, she was right on point. We should impeach him. And everything else, that she's saying. I mean, she's coming up with the bill saying that, we're going to talk about this later on, about transgenders, to make it illegal. To make it illegal. You shouldn't even have to do it. It should be looked at as being child abuse. To make it illegal to try to change a child's sex at an early age. Where's Dan Crenshaw on that? He's too busy trying to play word salad and say, oh, Marjorie, she's crazy. But see, he's playing to a group within the party, Andrew. In the group, he wants to pick him as their VP. Go figure.
Yeah, it's like there's the side of the Republican Party that wants to align with the mainstream media. But what they don't realize is even if Trump was out of the picture, this mainstream media that they're sucking up to would be attacking them with the same kind of venom that they've been attacking President Trump with. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Rob and I both tried Healthy Cell, and we're so happy that we did. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. They come in a great-tasting gel pack. In the morning, I just open mine up, just take it right out of the pack. It tastes fine. You can go to HealthyCell.com for free. It'll cost you nothing to go to HealthyCell.com. Check out all the great reviews. Check out the products. See what works for you. And you can save 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. So, guys, if you want to support the show, please go to HealthyCell.com and use the code OUTLOUD to save 20% off. Even if you're not sure if you're going to buy something, just go to the website, check it out, and it really might change your mind. So go to HealthyCell.com and use the code OUTLOUD to save 20% off. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Lee.
Is a record player the best way to listen to music? Of course not. So why are you still taking vitamins that haven't been upgraded since the 1930s? Even if your vitamins aren't hard to swallow, it's time to upgrade to Healthy Cell's pill-free, patent-pending microgel supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. They taste great, convenient on the go, and they're more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
All right, you've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the povidone iodine-based nasal spray Cofix RX. They talk about it because it's a product that actually works in combating colds, flus, and coronaviruses. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. It's simple. By attacking viruses where they incubate, you make it easier for your body to heal. Check out the Cofix Rx banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD.
And we're back for the last half, last segment of After Dark with Mark and Andrew. And we're just going to have a little fun with this, as we always do the last half of the show. And I would be remiss if I did not send my best wishes to J-Lo and Ben Affleck. They were recently married in Georgia at this huge Georgia plantation estate. Now, if you remember, they got married earlier on this year. Oh, not this year, but this month at Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. They got married. And if you also remember, back, I think it's in 2003, they were supposed to get married and they broke up. So between that time and now, he married Jennifer Garner. He was engaged to someone else. She married, I think, she had so many relationships in between that time. She was supposed to get married to A-Rod. They were going to get married, actually, Andrew.
That's right.
Right before the pandemic hit. Once the pandemic hit, everything went on hold. And I thought they were really hot and heavy at one point. And I thought, man, she's going to really marry this guy. Now, just imagine, had COVID never hit and they not shut down, I wonder if they would have still married. Because they had gotten a huge apartment together here in Manhattan, high rise. They had all these business dealings together. They were commingling their families. And it just didn't work. Oh, Mark Anthony, right. That's the person I was going to mention.
Right.
In between Ben Affleck in 2003, she married Mark Anthony, popped out a couple of kids. Then she had several little dalliances with a couple of guys. Then she went to A-Rod, whom everyone thought she was going to marry. They called it off. And then Ben came back into the picture. And from what I'm reading, they said that they should have done this way long ago, back in 2003. But it just didn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to work. Go ahead, Andrew.
These Hollywood celebrities like Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, they have egos so big they need their own zip code. I mean, they are just completely obsessed with this attention. They loved it. She loved dating A-Rod. Everyone's saying, oh, J-Lo and A-Rod, they're the new power couple, and they're buying this and they're buying that. And after a while, it gets boring, and they end up moving on from each other after the attention dries up. And I have a feeling it'll be the same way with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck here once again. They love all this attention. They're newlyweds. The media is just crazy about them. They're the front page of all these gossip websites, and that's what these people thrive on. But once all the media goes away and they're stuck living with each other, I think perhaps they'll find that maybe they don't really like each other that much once again. And that's why they split up almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, because they'll be forced to sit there and talk to the other. And his first wife, Jennifer Garner, she was also a Jennifer. How long do you think that J-Lo and Ben will stay married? Do you think it'll be a long time?
No, I'm giving it about 6 months to a year, but you've got a lot of ex-wives when you're starting to remarry women that have had the same name.
The same name. Oh my gosh. 6 months to a year. And it was the wedding I'm hearing was really expensive. I was looking at it online at the Georgia estate. Now, I'm sure someone's going to come out before long and say they got married on a slave plantation. Oh my God. And were there any blacks attending the wedding? Oh yeah, the blacks were there. They were the servants. They were the servers and they were serving them, but she had no black friends. He had no black friends to invite to the wedding, because that's not a prerequisite if you're a Democrat. You have to have black friends, and they have to be extremely close black friends. But from what I'm seeing, well, I didn't see any black friends there other than the servers. I did see some, Hispanics, because Jennifer Lopez is Hispanic. But we shall see how long it lasts. Now, someone else I want to give best wishes to, and that is Sheryl Sandberg. She is the outgoing COO of Meta, also known as Facebook. She got married this weekend also to her little sweetheart. Now, just in case you guys don't remember, she's leaving Meta because apparently they did an investigation. And she was using funds, or she was billing Meta to pay for her wedding. Go figure. Now, she's not going to jail, but you know what? They want to send Trump's CFO to jail for doing something similar to this. I bet you didn't realize that. You see how I connected the dots? See, they're telling you that what the CFO did, Hirschman did, was wrong. It was illegal. Sheryl did the same thing. Why aren't they going after her? Seriously, why aren't they going after Sheryl Sandberg? She was billing the company to pay for her wedding. You know who else did that? Star Jones. Well, Star Jones, she's the black woman who was on The View. She was a lawyer. What she had done, I think that she was getting people to advertise on the show if they paid for her wedding. None of it looks good. Not good at all. But it happens. And for them to try and send Trump's CFO to jail and try to link it to Trump and say it's his fault, well, why don't they link this to Jeff Zuckerberg? Or is it Mark Zucker? Why don't they link this to him? The guy who stole the secrets of Facebook and tried to make it seem as though it was his own, and it wasn't. Come on, guys, this guy's not that smart. He's got Sheryl Sandberg running the place for him. People stand back and say, oh, he's so smart and he's so this. No, he's not. He had an idea. Well, he didn't have the idea, Andrew. He and some more people had the idea. He just stole the idea and then they went after him. But now he's the face of Facebook or of Meta, which I hear is being beaten out by TikTok. Don't worry, I don't have TikTok because TikTok is communist China propaganda. And all of you who think TikTok is so fun and you can't get rid of it, just realize that your privacy is being invaded by China. And Joe Biden isn't doing a damn thing about it. Trump tried to do something. They all got mad. Oh, that's not fair. Then you want to talk about, oh, my information is being privacy. Give me a break. Andrew, it's ridiculous. What do you have? What do you got for us to talk about?
Okay, how about this story while we're on the subject of Hollywood? Gary Busey, you remember him, Rob? He's been in quite a bit of films, and he's recently been pretty crazy if you've ever seen him interviewed. Well, he was photographed this past weekend. I don't know how to put this appropriately. I guess you could say spanking the monkey in a park a day after being charged with groping three women at a movie convention. So here we've got Hollywood actor Gary Busey caught masturbating in the park a day after he was charged with groping three women. And there are photos of him doing this, unfortunately. I guess it's just kind of sad that they should probably have this guy locked away somewhere so he can't be performing these lewd acts. And then in such a public spotlight, being around people, it's just a pretty crazy story.
Oh, my God. And I looked it up. I didn't want to look at the picture. I just Googled him to see how old he was. He's 78 years old. He's out in the park spanking the monkey. And at the same time, like you said, sexual harassment charges. Dude, go somewhere and sit down. But you know, Andrew, I think ever since he had that motorcycle accident, he's been kind of crazy. But truth be told, he was crazy before then. And I'm sure he'll probably, or his lawyers will probably try to use that as a defense to get him off and say, well, you know, he had the accident. He's not at himself. He had brain damage and et cetera, et cetera. Gary, come on. Stop it, man. Come on, man.
Maybe this is a strategy so he can plead insanity for groping all these women.
Possibly. He's 78. Guess who else is 78? Joe Biden. Please do not tell. Well, wait, I was going to say, please don't tell me that there's a picture of him spanking the monkey. We know there's one of Hunter Biden spanking the monkey and everybody else.
Thousands.
Oh, thousands. But they're telling us that's Russia disinformation. And all those generals who said it was Russia disinformation, like Michael Hayden, he should never appear on TV. Whenever you see him, do not trust anything that comes out of his mouth because he does not know truth if it were to bite him on the butt. But back to Joe Biden. Now, Gary, like I said, is 78. Joe's 78. But if you remember, Joe, there's been charges against him for, I think it was, as they say, I'm going to try to be kind of correct with this, digitally assaulting a woman, one of his staffers, back in the 80s. And her name was Tara Reid. Look it up. Not Tara Reid, the actress, but Tara Reid, who was an aide. Now, I know what's happening here. People will look at her now and say, oh, no, not at all. She's hideous. But you look when it happened, about 30 years ago, she was an okay looking woman. And Joe, well, I guess was an okay looking man. Look that story up. Joe is a bad man, bad man. Speaking of bad men, CNN, Andrew, just unloaded Jeffrey Toobin and Brian Stetler. Now, I want to first start with Jeffrey Toobin. Jeffrey Toobin, who's supposed to be an attorney, a media personality, who got, I think, Jeff Greenwood's daughter pregnant, and he denied it because he was married and having an affair. Jeffrey Greenwood was a commentator on ABC News. It was a huge story, but of course the media tried to bury it, but I'm gonna uncover it. And I want you to go to DuckDuckGo and look it up. But anyway, Jeffrey Toobin got the axe, and because you know he was caught online masturbating during a session, and a lot of people saw him, and he claimed that, oh, it was an accident. Jeffrey, come on. Leave it alone. Stop spanking the monkey. Okay? But, you know, they got rid of him, Andrew, in favor of this other kid, Ezra something, who's horrible. He looks like a cross between, there was a show that used to come on years ago, and I was watching the repeats. It was called V. And it was these snake people that were trying to take over the world. Well, the new guy that's going to be the political commentator on CNN, he looks like one of those snakes, and he's horrible, horrible. And CNN, they say that they're trying to clean out house because they don't want to be so politically biased. Well, you're going to have to get rid of him also.
Yeah, they've got a lot of cleaning house to do. Brian Stelter's show sucks so bad. CNN owed him $3 million over the next 3 years. And they said, you know what? We'll just pay it, get rid of this guy, and we'll cut our losses. You know, Rob, we've been taping, and we celebrated Chris Matthews losing his job at MSDNC. We've celebrated Chris Cuomo losing his job. We celebrated when Shep Smith and Chris Wallace left Fox News. And this latest one with Brian Stelter, this just never gets old, watching these fake news personalities just fall off the old mountaintop and get fired from their network.
It never gets old. And I'm glad you reminded me of all these guys. So we have Brian Stelter, who would come out so viciously and attack Trump and attack everyone else and say they were fake news and that we can't believe them and that the Republicans are racist and they're white supremacists. And look at what happened to him. He was Jeff Zucker's. I always get those guys confused. Who was the head of CNN? I get him and the guy over Facebook confused all the time.
I think you're correct.
I'm Googling it right now. Zeph Zucker. Yeah, he was the head of CNN, and they gave him the boot. The guy was had a little Napoleon complex, but he got the boot with a lot of money. I would prefer them getting the boot and no money, and then really see them scramble. And you see, if Black Lives Matter was worth its weight in gold, they would say, don't give them any money because that's white supremacists, because you would never give it to a Black person. But you see, they missed the boat. They're busy trying to fight about other stupid things as opposed to this. But Brian Stetler, $3 million? Oh my God, I didn't want him to have anything. So he has enough money, he could probably start his own little podcast and spew his lies. Chris Matthews, oh, that's a real beauty. He hated Trump so bad, and then he got caught with his hands in the cookie jar also. Chris Cuomo, the same thing. Shep Smith, he's trying to revive his career on PMSNBC. It ain't working. It ain't working at all. And see, what happened to Shep is that Shep was on Fox. And then when they told him, Trump hates gay people, I've got a boat because he hates me. And I'm gay. Really? Trump hates you. So he's going to single-handedly point you out. So he decided to jump boat and go on PMSNBC thinking that he was going to take all the loyal viewers from Fox and bring them over to PMSNBC. You know what, Andrew? It remains to be seen. It ain't happened. And now, who can forget Chris Wallace? We only got like 2 minutes left. All I can say is that he's still having a conniption of the fact that he's an afterthought. No one knows who he is. This whole CNN Plus that they put like millions of dollars that they were going to roll out, and they thought they were going to just like take over the universe with Anderson Cooper giving parents advice. Yeah, right. And Chris Wallace talking about the current events, that they were just going to take over the world. Just like they took over the airports and they were forcing people to look at their propaganda. I traveled recently and thank God I didn't have to see that propaganda coming from CNN. Chris Wallace, you made a big mistake. You know what? It's time for you to retire, just like Tom Brokaw. Retire gracefully. Just go away, okay? Because everyone knows that you were biased against Trump. It was bleeding through you. We could see it on the screens. Just go away quietly. Save yourself some embarrassment and just go away. Andrew, the last topic you want to talk about, the dog with the monkeypox. Have at it.
Yeah, in Italy, a gay couple's their greyhound apparently came up with monkeypox. It's the first dog to be diagnosed with monkeypox, and it belonged to a gay couple, which I guess leads you to ask the question, how did they pass the monkeypox to their greyhound? I mean, it's supposed to be close body-to-body contact, which I guess leads you to believe maybe they had sex with their dog. I don't know, Rob, what do you make of the story that a greyhound has came out with monkeypox?
Well, I had a dog and his name was Sir Lancelot of Jonesboro. God bless his soul. He's in heaven now. And whenever I would go to bed, he would like to get in bed with me. I didn't like that because I was, believe it or not, I was allergic to his dandruff. It would affect my eyes. They did something to that poor dog. I'm sorry. Something happened to the poor dog. Leave the dog alone. Leave the dog alone. That's all I will say. Leave that poor dog alone.
Yeah, it seems like monkeypox is really exploding in the gay community. Stay tuned. We'll be sure to talk about that more. But also stay tuned. Tomorrow night, we're going to have on Heather Robinson to talk about her recent article in the New York Post about Afghanistan. Be sure to check out AmericaOutloud.com and check out our full archive of shows. Rob and I have been on fire, been firing on all cylinders. So you guys definitely want to go to AmericaOutloud.com and check out that archive. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, or wherever you stream. Please like, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, or go to AmericaOutloud.com. You can click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.